This is CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, we are live with another dope edition. There we go. Of hashtag VOOV Central on DSTV channel 196, which is, of course, the VOOV channel, plus live in the VOOV app, which is available in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. We also live audio streaming on cliffcentral.com right now. All these platforms, we've got one person to speak to, the lady of the moment, Candice Amandebele. What's happening?
Hey, I'm cool. How are you?
Are we doing a whole thing?
Yes,
the whole thing. These nails of yours are very impressive. It's like a whole situation. I don't know if everyone can see the multicolors. There you go. Okay, so it's yellow, orange, pink, green, blue. And then this looks like a starfish almost situation here. That's a big accessory.
Exactly, and done by my 87-year-old mother. Yeah, so nails, yes, of course. You know, I'm a lady with the colors.
Yeah, I dig it.
I'm a colorful lady.
I dig it. You absolutely are. Yeah. What if someone has never come across you or your music before, and you're meeting them for the first time? How do you describe who it is that you are as an artist?
Oh my God, very simple. I am Candice Amandebele, a village girl. Normally you can just say hashtag village girl, you know, from Limpopo at the rural area called Hasidiben Village, under the leadership of the Rain Queen Mujaji in Limpopo province, one of the richest province in the country.
Yeah,
so that's where I came from. Born again Christian, but loving so much music, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. But now, are you Joburg based? Are you in Limpopo a lot of the time? How do you...
Because
it's hard, because you got to hustle in Joburg, and then you got to...
Definitely, sure. I'm based in Johannesburg. I'm 60% in Johannesburg, 40% in Limpopo, you know, because I always tell myself that, you know what, home, it's always going to be like home. But hey, we need to hustle again. Yeah, I'm based in Johannesburg.
Yeah. And speak to me about this beginning of your sort of musical journey.
Oh my God. Career. Yes. Tell me. This is my first time. Okay, it's the first time interview with you, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. I started my musical career back in 1993. Started with one of the superstar, like the late Peter Tinet.
Huh.
It was 1993. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 working with Papa Penny Penny, you know, the guy with Lepondo. Working with him for almost like 7 years, also co-writing for, I mean, if I mention them, we won't finish, you know.
We won't finish.
Because I did co-write for Ringo Madlingozi his song, yes, Baleka. Also on Revolution, Black Motion, 2x2 Rhythmic Element, and Mzilikazwa Africa. I think many people, they know the song. Actually, they didn't know that it was this Candy.
Yeah, as a writer, I think a lot of people aren't familiar with the extensive amount of material that you've written.
Yes, yeah, like if I can just little bit and remind people of this song called Mahuelele. The song goes like, Amahuelele, mina huelela batati. Shini trisili mifana, ni chavana matisu ya shona, mina uwelela. Actually, the song is still like dupe, you know, even now.
A massive
you
track.
Go to UK, you go to Miami, you find this song. Yes, yeah.
So, okay, so that's sort of getting your sort of kickstart in writing.
Yeah.
But you coming to the fore then as an artist that everybody's aware with your catalog and what you've written for yourself.
Yeah.
Tell me about that journey.
I started writing for my own album again, you know, as a solo artist. Back in 2009, I remember the album was even nominated for Summer Awards for Best Alternative Album, also Best for Traditional Album. So, and I've won several awards on it. I traveled the world with it. It was Indigenous Afro Soul. Like, I've been this person who always believe in cultural music or indigenous music. I've been always very, very close to that type of music. Yeah.
And it's certainly working for you. Hanging out with
Candice
on VOOV Central. If you've got any questions for her, you can totally hit us up right now. Lots of people sending different messages and hearts and comments.
Oh my God.
And all sorts of things entering the room. Someone says, sing again. We'll do that in a second. But you know, I don't want to get an invoice in the post afterwards.
Yes. Because I need to bring it, yes, invoice, you know.
Then different people saying, hey, how's it going? Saying, wow. What do you think it is? Is it that you specifically bring to the traditional music scene in South Africa?
You know what? Like, how can I put it? For me, I felt like it's very important to know who we are as an African. But guess what? If you are lazy to represent yourself or maybe to do what you're supposed to, like tell people, let people know about your culture. Don't worry. I'm here. I will represent you. I will represent our culture in a good way. As I started with a, you know, from the finger, the, from my, you know, you can see colors on my nails. Yeah. So I started from there. So it's important also. But at the very same time, you cannot force the youth, because youth, remember, we spoil them, or they're spoiling them with the different Americans or other people's cultures out there. But if we try and keep pushing our own culture or pushing our own music, so those kids will definitely catch up with us, and then they started to accept who they are, and definitely sure it's going to be easy for them to know where they want to be. It's important for me to be, yeah.
Because this is the thing, we have so much American influence, and we see it in a lot of our local music that the African musicians try and do similar to what they're seeing overseas.
Yes, yeah.
And you obviously are a huge proponent of doing sort of authentically local and cool stuff. Mm. What are you finding in terms of younger people resonating with your music?
You know what, Ne? I'll be lying if I said no. Youth or those who are educated doesn't understand my music. Like right now, when I'm talking to you about like the new single that I have already, I'm selling those single to a white people, even Wukeli Price in America. I saw her comment on my social media, and she's an American. I mean, she understands that culture. I mean, the way I sing in my music. So for youth, definitely show they love my music, because if you follow me and then you follow my work, you will see the different music video that I have. It's a different kid, Indian, black, African. I mean, when we say black, it's African anyway, you know. Yeah, so you can see white, African, you know. So
everybody,
it shows everybody is there, whether you are South African or African, doesn't matter. They love that music. The only thing that I realize is that they didn't have the transport to deliver by door to door. So thanks God, thanks to Galawa Jasmine, thanks to Oskido, you know. And then he took me, and then we started to deliver door by door to the kids. Youth, they love you. Come with me one day when you do the workshop or anything. Come with me if you wanna see that youth. They really love this African. They know that I'm the auntie representing them, so they love it. Believe me,
Well, you're a great aunt to have.
Tell
me for a second about this new single, and then we're gonna get to Lennox's question.
Okay.
Tell me about this new single, and we're gonna play it in a little bit on cliffcentral.com after our Move Central broadcast.
Oh.
But take me through the process. Because, you know, some artists come here and they tell me they record their singles at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's when they're in their zone. I don't know. Like, take me through the actual process of putting it together.
You know what? I called the producer, called because I wanted to do something different, that it will represent the whole entire Africa. I called the guy, Dr. Frank, so that I need to be in studio. It was very late. And then he said, no, it's late, Candy. You don't have to come now. Let's make it tomorrow. Tomorrow is a deal. Then that's where I meet with my PR manager. And then I said, drive me to the studio tomorrow. I'll be with Frank. It was 7 o'clock when I was going to record that song.
Okay.
Around 7, 8 p.m. And then we went there. Okay, this is I was trying to explain to him the type of music that I want, the sound that I want. And he had something. Like, immediately he played. He just hear my, like, listen to my voice. He said, sing something that you love. Obviously, I love Basimana. Let's say, quit, you know. So, but I told him that, you know what, there's this song called Very Easy Come, Easy Go, whoa, 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 to cut things short, that's where he realized, like, oh, this type of voice, this is the sound that you need on your vocal. But I wanted the collaboration with Mr. Dare from Nigeria, only to find out that it's going to take time before I found him, even though we talk on social media, but I need to send the official proposal, stuff like that. So that's where Frankie said, no, there's a video, there's a guy called Noni D, and then... only to find out that I have been knowing that Noni D for a long time, you know. So he said, this guy, check this guy. And then when he played that video, I listened to that his voice. And then I said, I needed the collaboration. If we cannot do... anyway, it's fine. Let's just work with him. Can you give me his contact? He never gave me his contact that day. And then I forced him. I'm not going to come to studio again to record this song again. Yeah, if you don't give... And then he did it. He said, okay, I'll send it to you. Really, he sent it to me, but it was already late because I had to check on Noni D, is my friend on Instagram. So I didn't know that he can sing, maybe can deliver whatever that I was looking for. Yeah. Because I was looking for someone with an African vocal.
Inflection,
yes, exactly. And then someone that can go like... hand in hand with Candy's brand, you know. Yeah, someone that is doesn't have scandals anywhere, you know. So that's where we met with we make appointment with Noni D, and then he came to studio.
Awesome.
I remember when we were in studio sitting like this. I have this watch that he bought it for me as a present. I left at home that watch. I was busy, like, oh wow, this is a beautiful watch. He's busy recording.
Wow.
Let's just give people, or let's just wait a little minute. When you play the song, I think you can feel it. You can feel each and every note on his voice. And then when this girl, also your girl, Candy, and then when she comes in, and then you will understand why, the reason why I wanted him. And then I said, anyway, it's okay. Even if I don't work with Dare in from Nigeria, he's still from Nigeria. We can just exchange the culture. It's important also as an African. Then that's where
great story. Yeah. It's very, I'm excited to play it, which we're going to do in a little bit.
Thank you.
There's a question from Lennox. Lennox says, how do you stay relevant because you're very quiet at times?
Quite like how? I don't understand. Like, I don't know. But I'm like, you know what? Once you love yourself, accept yourself for who you are, and know exactly what you want, and knowing the vision that you have. Besides, I am a dream chaser. Mm. I am a village girl with a bigger dream. So I don't, like, you just love yourself. Respect yourself.
Just do it.
Pray.
Yeah.
God will bless you. And then you will say, yeah.
How do you think social media has changed being an artist in South Africa?
Social media is very important, because I remember when DJ Zintle was asking me to join Instagram, I was like, and now you know I don't like those things, you know. That was long ago. I'm talking about 2014, 2015.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I said, no. She said, no, this is important, Candy. You need to have this. As long as you're a musician, your people need to see, oh, no, I can't, because here you need to be look pretty, put makeups and stuff like that. And then, but she convinced me, and she even opened the account for me. This account was opened by DJ Zintle, and thank you so much, my lady. I never had an opportunity to thank her. It's playing a very big role, because, like, right now, if I check, I mean, I was here maybe from 30 minutes ago, and then now if I go to my Instagram already, I'll find that, like, my followers and then already know about me here.
Yeah,
and right now, it's when we are talking, like, now we are live somewhere, somehow, on the TVs, stuff like that. So it plays very important role.
Super important.
Yes, yeah.
So I don't want to run out of time on the VOOV Central broadcast then without getting all your handles and how people can connect with you on social media. Yeah. So how do they find you?
Very simple. As that guy who was saying irrelevant stuff like that, blah, blah. You can find me on Instagram as a Candy Tsamandebele SA. Candy Tsamandebele SA. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's the same. You know, but on Twitter, you know, because they have their own rules, you just cut L-E-S-A, and then it's Candy Tsamande with Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I was very naughty there, because I was leaning over to make sure that I queue up your next track, so that as soon as we wrap on VOOV Central, we can play the new song. But so many requests are coming in from people for you to just give us one last song line, something. So...
Okay.
It's your fault because you have a great voice that you put us in this situation.
Yeah. I'll just go with my previous song called Goloi.
Cool.
And then goes like, it's an indigenous Afro soul, guys. Please support me on that. And my record, they're all over Facebook. I mean, iTunes, whatever, you know. All over. You can get it anytime. The song goes, very easy come, easy go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, oh, very easy come, easy go, oh, 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 kale kale babe balula baba tsaya ke ngwana lipingi wonane easy go, oh, vakiri maruku apuleile, maruku aparilweze ya swaga morao, vakira kingwagwana banane, vakirula vakitsea, vakire, zikata zipuleile mashova shova, vakirayana pinki banane, easy go. Today, those Kingwagwana and Pinky, they are one of the richest people in the country because they are educated. Because people used to laugh at them while they didn't have, while they were wearing this, how do we call this? Like your jean here?
Ripped jeans.
Yeah, it's a jean, but how do they call it in English, man? Abermaruku as a para, like
patch jeans.
Yeah. Because they were poor, you know. They were born in a poor family background, you know. So they used to laugh at those two people. But today, because of their education, they are very much educated. They are having those bigger houses, those flashy cars. Because of education, because of the dream they have. Yeah.
So cool.
So it's a message behind that song.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. That was incredible. That's a Candy Tamandebele there. More with her on the other side of this, live on cliffcentral.com. Kelman on cliffcentral.com. Right then, and yeah, she is Candy Tamandebele. If you're watching her on Instagram Live, she's tilted.
No, I'm cool now. I think I'm cool.
Are you? Okay.
But as you can see, my phone... Like,
yeah, you've got the phone.
Oh my god,
to the
yeah,
side.
I'm still struggling. But it's because, okay, let me just remove.
It's because your
charger.
Phone is dead. Why is it dead? Why is there no charge there?
You know, I'm having this crap phone.
It's tell me, it's not, it's an iPhone. There's nothing wrong with it. Tell me, you got to get that mic a little closer to you.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, alright. Oh, okay, thank you.
Boom, there we go.
Yeah, no, we got it now.
We had such a cool little chat on VOOV Central and on VOOV as well. For you, what is it that you really want people to think when they think about Candy Tamandebele?
I would love people to think, like, when they start thinking about their own culture, but they cannot move on, like, talking about it.
Yeah.
They must just think about Candy, that she's there. She will help them to, you know, to introduce our culture to the world.
Mm.
Yeah. And just simple thing also to know that Candy, she's a very loving person. And yeah.
Cool.
Mm.
Well, listen, it's been so cool having you in. Tell me what your plans are for 2018, for the year ahead.
For 2018, already the plan is already started. Started with my new single, where I featured Noni D. Sikuna Siku. And the album is coming out, I think, end of April this year. Well, I'm planning also to do my own show, Milestone with Candy. Sekune Siku, you know, we're gonna name the, actually we already started on that, Milestone with Candy. It's gonna be a one lady show, one woman show, but supported by a few friends, maybe two or three friends, good friends of mine, which is gonna be only ladies on that show.
Cool.
It's gonna be only Noni D, you know, because I featured him already on the album, and Stone Theater also because I featured him too on
awesome.
The album. Yeah. And also I think I've got my second season on my TV show. And yeah.
Tell
and
us more about the second season. That's exciting.
Yes, where I'll be talking to the young, old, professional musician and unprofessional, I mean, new upcoming musician, you know, yeah. And then just to know better about their culture, stuff like that, or who you are, how did you grow up after being in the entertainment, what did you do back to your community, at your community. Oh my God.
The phone is catastrophic. I think it must just go off, Candy.
Exactly. Let me just forget about this life thing. You know, as I said, I'm a traditional woman, so I know nothing about this thing, social media stuff. I'm kidding. Yeah, but yeah, I will be working on that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it was so
cool.
We'll
be talking culture. Yeah.
Fantastic. It was so cool having you in. That's a Candy Tsamandebele there. Thank you so much for your time and all the best for the year ahead.
Thank you so much. People, they mustn't forget that my single is new. It's 5 days old. Please support me by buying my indigenous Afro soul so that it can heal your heart. You know, it can. Yes. Yeah, it's a beautiful music featuring Noni D.
Absolutely. You got to go and heal your heart. Candy, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. And I had a good time. Thank you so much. Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.